Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm feeling glad all over, yes I'm glad all over, baby I'm.
Okay.
Woohoo!
What are you doing?
The energy, I'm getting the energy up.
Oh, right. It's because you've been in Hollywood.
Mm. Hello and welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. I am James Buckley. With me in the actual room, I'm looking at him now. I could touch him if I wanted to. I don't want to. It's Jalal Hartley. We're in the same room together, Jalal. We had a little McDonald's breakfast, didn't we? We're happy as Larry.
I don't like the food here.
Why not? To be fair, it's because you've been eating places where I like to eat. There's a lot of very vegan, nutritious restaurants that you can go to.
Oh, are there?
Yeah, loads. Loads of them.
But the trouble is, like, I thought we would be spending time, you know, going around the town, you and me.
Mm.
But I just sort of see you for work events. I guess I thought we were friends.
We are friends.
Well,
we went out for dinner last night.
We didn't go out for dinner. We went out for two dinners.
We went and had some sushi, and then we came out, and I was still a bit hungry. And there was a Chinese restaurant next door. So we went straight in and had a dinner immediately after our other dinner. Didn't like the Chinese, did you?
I wasn't a fan of the Chinese, but I did. We've got our fortune cookies that we...
Oh, yeah, you've saved them.
Do you want yours?
Yeah, thank you. All right, let's have a look.
Our fortunes are...
You want me to go first?
Yeah, what's yours?
It says, your first choice is always the wisest to follow. You were my first choice to do this podcast with, so right. I'll let the listeners be the judge.
Yeah.
Of whether
that's nice.
A good bit of advice or not.
Hmm. Mine says, you will soon be very thirsty, but way too full to drink any water. Don't know what that's about.
Don't eat your fortune cookie.
Why?
Oh, it's not bad, actually.
Yeah, just tastes like a rusk.
Yeah, I love a rusk.
Yeah.
I've got some more feedback on iTunes. For a podcast about football, it's surprisingly subtle. Don't know what that means. The low-key vibe gives the humour a dryness that is just hilarious. See, whenever I read these... whenever I read these reviews, and I'm really grateful, by the way, to anyone that's given us a good review and gave us 5 stars. I don't know if it's because my self-esteem... I said self.
Sounds like a Harry Potter character.
Yeah, my self-esteem is so low. Whenever I read them, I think I read them in a sarcastic voice. In my head. For a podcast about football, it's surprisingly subtle.
That was sarcastic.
The low-key vibe gives the humour a dryness. That's just hilarious.
Somebody has said to you, specifically, thank you for being a unique young person in an otherwise depressing modern world.
Oh, is that to me or is that to you?
That's to you. It says, I wish you luck in your career and hope it's a long one. I think she means the career.
Yeah. That's possibly one of the nicest things anyone's ever said to me. I'm actually touched by that.
Do you want more of it?
Is there more?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
You were a really great actor
on
The Inbetweeners. Very expressive.
I'll take that.
All you guys on that were so quick-witted.
The lines
wasn't a script on that.
The lines were written for us.
All right.
Anyway.
It is impressive. British TV really rules.
Are you making this up?
No, it's on Audio Boom.
Oh, what a really nice person that was. Love that.
Also on Audio Boom, just got to say.
Carry on.
The Wild Hog has said, I also like gardening and renovation. I hope they talk more about that.
Well, the Wild Hog's going to be very, very disappointed. Jalal.
Yeah.
What have we got coming up on the show?
Well, we've got James Buckley's, at the current exchange rate, $4.52 bet. We have got the pub quiz. We've got a guest who comes in kit form. and Weekly Watford. And then we'll say goodbye, probably. And we've got other stuff. We'll probably talk about the hotel.
What hotel? Your hotel?
In, yeah.
What's it like? Is it any good?
It's all right, yeah. There's a swimming pool, which is right next to a main road. I went and stood in that, and I sort of looked like dusty black on top and then white underneath. I look like a Dover sole. That's observational. Yeah, there's loads of stuff. Oh, we got a bit of a play in about our little visit to the NBA game, which was interesting. We went to see the Clippers. I liked it. I like basketball.
Yes, it was exciting, wasn't it? It's designed to be exciting. It's a small playing surface, and it's literally end to end. So we've made a little report. You want to play it now?
May as well.
We're at our little media desk. They're amazing seats, aren't they? Absolutely incredible. We could almost touch the basketball players, but we dare not.
We've been told we must not touch the players. It's to clarify.
Also, again, Jalal went and got us a couple of beers, and the usher that is sort of operating in our area was really confused as to why we had beers and that we're supposed to be... Well, we're supposed to be sort of covering the game. Jalal, how's the game been going?
Well, they keep stopping every 5 minutes to have dancing girls coming on. It's like watching a movie on American TV. Every 5 minutes, it gets interrupted. The Star Wars music keeps coming on. I can't talk with this. You're going to have to go and ask them to turn it down.
Okay, I'll go and ask them to turn it down. I'll be back in a second. Hold on. Oh! No. I thought they were going to score a basket goal, but they didn't. So this is great, because now I know how you feel when we watch football together.
We're bored.
Roar of the crowd there as another basket goes in.
Who's that?
I don't know, just that would be my commentary voice.
How high do you reckon these guys are jumping?
How high are these? What?
How high do you reckon they're jumping? When they're jumping up, how high do you reckon it is?
Well, however high the... The basket is, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I want to know what the highest object they could jump over is.
Do you think they could jump over a cow?
A calf.
We're sitting with all the media people, with all the reporters, and they've all got their laptops, and they're watching the game intently, writing furiously, reporting on the game, and we're sitting here talking to each other, drinking beer, and I think it's really confusing.
A man came up to us and said, what are you doing?
No, but what are you doing? Whoa! Slam dunk.
That was a slam dunk.
So I'm just explaining to Jalal now how the time works, okay? We're now in the final 6 minutes of the game, and the Clippers are trailing Magic 86-94. So let's make a note of the time. It's 9:33 right now, and there's 5.5 minutes left to go of the game. Watch how long this 5.5 minutes gets stretched out to, because they stop the play and then they stop the clock. This game won't be over for about 20 minutes at least.
Okay, thank you.
Things have just got very exciting. The Clippers were trailing by quite a lot, and in the last few minutes now, that was an exciting piece of play, wasn't it, Jalal?
I'm dead excited, like, more than football. I mean, this is great. Because football, there aren't so many, you don't gain from being that many points down so quickly, but this has been electric.
I think this podcast might have failed in that it hasn't converted Jalal into a football fan, but maybe into a basketball fan.
Yeah. Oops.
That was good. That was fun, wasn't it?
James Tatchell meeting a fortune cookie.
Yeah. We were actually supposed to talk to the players after the game, but we weren't allowed. I think they thought we were too silly.
Yeah.
It's time now to bring in our guest. This week's guest has played for Portsmouth, Man City, Fulham and Crystal Palace. He's managed Crystal Palace in a caretaker role twice. He is Kit Simmons.
Good evening. How are you doing?
It's morning here.
Morning, of course, yeah.
We're going to go through your Wikipedia page with you. That's the level of research I do for, for our guests. It says that you were born Christopher Simmons. Where did Kit come from?
Simons. Christopher Simons, by the way.
Simons, sorry.
Lots of people call me Simmons. Christopher,
I know.
Christopher's obviously my name of birth, but everyone from really little's called me Kit, really, apart from my mother when I was in trouble, and I'll get a Christopher, right. And my maths teacher, who didn't like me at school.
When was the last time you saw your maths teacher?
As soon as I could get out of school, so that was right. Just, 16 I was then, so many moons ago.
Were you good at maths?
I wasn't bad, actually. I was in the top set. But,
there was no reason for them to dislike you?
Well, I was probably, I was in the top set, but I was probably the sort of naughtiest in the top set, so.
Jalal, do you have any gardening questions or anything you like to talk about?
Yeah, have you got a garden?
I've got a little garden, yeah.
You were assistant manager to Ian Dowie. What was that like? There was a lot of hope around when Ian Dowie turned up and talked that he'd overhauled the training sessions and got the team swimming and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was bits of sort of pool recovery and stuff like that, but it's nothing, you know, out of the ordinary. You can't sort of reinvent the wheel, I don't think, when it comes to football. Yeah. But it was very good. He was very intense, very full on, and he obviously did a great job, you know. And when he took over, we'd struggled a bit. I mean, results had picked up when I took over on a caretaker basis. We had some good results. My last game was like a 3-0 win away to Reading. And then he took over after that. I think we went third bottom Boxing Day, but got to the playoffs on the last day of the season, then beat West Ham in the final. So it was
an
unbelievable season, yeah, which I'm sure you remember well.
Oh, yes. Do you still talk to Ian Dowie at all? Do you still keep in touch?
I do every now and then. I saw him a few weeks back, actually. We did some media work on the international games, but I don't phone him regularly. But every now and then he sent me a text when I got the bullet from Fulham, which was very nice of him. We exchanged a few messages.
What was he just laughing, gloating, rubbing salt in the
mouth? No, he was consoling me, to be fair. He was very good. Okay. And, you know, I think we've all been there. Well, that was my first time, obviously, actually getting sacked. But, yeah, it's a difficult one. And I think a lot of managers are quite sympathetic towards other managers who suffer that fate, you know. So we sort of stick together a little bit.
You joined Fulham in 98 when Kevin Keegan was there. And Mohamed Al-Fayed, did you get to sort of be with Al-Fayed that much? Because he's... seems like an extravagant character.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. He was he was interesting, the chairman, but he was quite hands-on. He'd be down the training ground a fair bit and obviously come to most of the home games, always come in the changing rooms and walk onto the pitch and wave at the crowd beforehand. And he was extravagant and, you know, he brought along Michael Jackson, came to a game, and we met him, Tony Curtis a couple of weeks later. You know, there's all sorts going on. Hugh Grant was always around. So it was, you know, and we were in the third tier at the time of English football. So it was a brilliant time. It was a great club as well. And we just had an absolute ball then. And, you know, Kevin got us promoted that first season and then went on to be the England manager. And a couple of seasons after, Tigana came in and that was brilliant as well. We won the championship. And so I went from two relegations in 3 years at Man City to two promotions in 3 years at Fulham. So
they've taken down the Jackson statue now, haven't they?
Yeah, I think Mr. Al-Fayed's got it in his back garden, apparently.
Right.
So
was it south facing?
I think it may well have been. I'd like to think so.
No, your garden.
My garden is as well, actually. Yeah, I imagine the chairman's is too, but I think his might be a bit bigger than mine. Yeah.
Well, you've got options there, haven't you? Yeah, if it's south facing, that's good. Tell us about your management time at Fulham.
Yeah, well,
good question.
Yeah.
I think that question was too specific.
Can we not talk about gardening? Come on. it was something I always wanted to do. I coached the under 18 team and then up to the under 21s. And then when the club got rid of Felix McGatt, I got asked to take over as a caretaker basis. And yeah, got good results initially and then got given a job on a full-time basis. So it was a great opportunity. A lot of hard work had to be done there and we did that in the summer. We managed to stay up the first season. When I took over, we had 1 point out of the first seven games. So 1 point out of 21 obviously wasn't a great return. Managed to sort of turn it around, stabilise the club sort of on and off the pitch, which was no mean feat. And we stayed up the first season, finished 17th. Did a lot of work in the summer with players coming, players going. Yeah, started the season a little bit slow, but got into stride a little bit. And, you know, I got obviously left a few weeks back and we were the top scorers in the championship, but a little bit inconsistent. You know, we had some big wins and some brilliant performances, but then we had some poor losses really as well, and it was just that little bit of inconsistency, which I loved it. I had an absolute ball, and I was very proud to manage, you know, a club that I've got a strong affiliation with, having won the promotions there and done the work with the younger age group. So it was a great opportunity for me and something that I really enjoyed doing. So I'm very thankful I got the chance, really.
So what's next? What do you do now? Would you take a job tomorrow if it comes, or are you going to sort of take a bit of a break and reevaluate?
I'm good to go, really, I think. I mean, I wasn't, yeah. You know, it wasn't my choice to obviously leave, and it's only a third of the way through the season. I mean, a few people I spoke to said, listen, get away, take a holiday, but I don't feel like I need it. You know, I want to keep busy, keep doing things. If a job I fancy comes up and I get offered it, then I'll go straight back in, you know. So I'm just looking to stay busy and get back involved as soon as possible in whatever capacity that might be.
If you don't mind just sticking around, we're going to go through... I do an accumulator every weekend. I pick a couple of the Premier League games and I put £3 on it. It's called Buckley's £3 bet.
It's called Buckley's $4.52 bet.
It's Buckley's £3 bet. £3 bet.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
£3 bet.
So the first game, are you making noise?
Sorry. I'm just firing my laptop up. Right, okay, sorry.
The first game that I've picked is Palace Southampton. Pains me to say this, but Palace have struggled at home to what I'd consider weaker teams. I think it's going to be a Southampton win at Selhurst. What do you think, Kit?
No, I'll go the other way, to be honest. I don't think Southampton are in particularly great form at the moment either.
Yeah, but I thought the same about Sunderland.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But no, I'd go for a Palace win in that one, I would.
I was wrong there. Don't mind being wrong with that one. I suppose I better ask you, Jalal. who are you going to go for out of Palace Southampton?
You see, I think I did quite well last week with predicting who's going to win from the celebrity supporters. Like, right. Obviously, I went for Terence Stamp because he supports...
West Ham.
West Ham!
Yeah, I went for Terence Stamp because he supports West Ham.
West Ham! West Ham!
who are you going for?
So I think probably this week.
Go on, who are you going for?
Well, I mean, Palace, they've got Ronnie Corbett.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
With Southampton, you've got Chris Packham. I'm a Chris Packham fan.
Yeah. Come on.
Right. Okay. I think that Ronnie Corbett. He's shown sort of that he's gone the distance, hasn't he? So
right.
Ronnie Corbett. So I'm going for Palace.
Okay. So I'm definitely wrong then because I've got that wrong. The next game kit I've picked is Bournemouth Man United. Now I don't think Bournemouth will win this. I think United will win. But I think it will be something like 1-0 to Manchester United.
I'll go for a draw, actually. I think you know, United aren't exactly free scoring at the moment and Bournemouth got their tails up, so to speak. So I'll go for a draw there.
Jalal.
It's more difficult to find Bournemouth celebrity fans. I think there's a lot more famous fans for West Ham.
West Ham, West Ham, West Ham!
Well done, you've pushed that joke to the point where it was funny.
Oh, no, it's not funny again.
That's not, is it?
Oh, God, I hope it gets funnier again. Manchester United. Four. Mick Hucknall is a fan of...
He is, yeah.
And...
So you're going to go for United?
Yeah. I mean, they'll win anyway, won't they?
Yeah. Liverpool, West Brom. Oh, I've changed my mind since I've put the bet on. I put a draw because I was trying to sort of be a bit controversial and a bit more exciting. I do think Liverpool will win at home to West Brom. But West Brom is Pulis and he sets his team up to be quite defensive and difficult to score against. I've gone for a draw, but I think I might be wrong, Kit.
Yeah, I'll go for a Liverpool win, to be honest.
I should have done. Because they lost last week against Newcastle. I think they'll bounce back this weekend. I've got all of them wrong, Jalal.
Have you?
Yeah. Who are you going to go with out of Liverpool, West Brom?
Well, I mean, Liverpool celebrity fans, you've got James Bond is a fan.
Daniel Craig, he is.
He's a fan as well. Anyway, so James Bond is a Liverpool fan, whereas... West Brom.
I think Frank Skinner is a West Brom fan.
Well, Cat Deeley trumps that, so.
Really?
Yeah.
How are you judging the celebrity?
I tell you what, Percy Thrower, the late TV gardener, he was a West Brom fan.
Mm.
So I'm going for West Brom. I think it'd probably be Liverpool winning.
Yeah.
But I'm going for West Brom on the celebrity thing, because I did very well with the celebrities last week.
Yeah.
And I predicted a Watford win as well, just off my own intuition.
Yeah.
Watford, a team that I'm sure West Ham would be very happy had won.
We're here to cheer Watford with beer. West Ham, West Ham, West Ham!
It's just nonsense. Okay, so it's Jalal's turn to... it's his segment of the show, where he gets to talk about Watford in your weekly Watford.
Well, it's been a very exciting week for Watford. I've been obviously missing my team greatly because I'm not even in England. But Deeney and Ighalo scored again. We won again and I wasn't there for the second time. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, Ighalo has now scored more league goals, and this is absolutely true, more league goals in the calendar year 2015 than any other player in England.
Wow, is that true?
Yep.
It's incredible.
25, that is. And
this actually seems quite low.
Oh.
I don't know what that says about the standard of football in England at the moment. Go on.
Well, anyway, I've got a good feeling about Watford now. Very good feeling about Watford. We are now just 1 point behind Palace, and it's getting very exciting. We're gaining on you.
Uh-huh.
On you guys.
Yeah. Is that it? Is that your... Do you want to see Watford finish above Palace this season? Is that your...
I want Watford to win.
The league?
The whole thing. What's funny about that?
Nothing. Nothing. I mean, essentially, that's what all fans want, isn't it? Really?
Not Crystal Palace fans.
I'd like them to win the league. I wouldn't be upset if they did.
Their own team, yeah.
Is that your weekly Watford?
Yeah, it's not very good, is it?
No. This is your only part of the show where you get to take over and do something.
No, that's not true. You know, my experiences with managers in the toilets and things,
yeah.
That's all me. That's just me and them. I had a bit of an encounter this week, actually.
You had another encounter with it?
Yeah. It's quite weird, but in the room next to me, I've had trouble sleeping because there's table tennis going on in the room next to me. Well, one night there was. So I eventually just lost it and I went next door. No surprise as to who was there.
Mm. Did you record this?
Yeah, I record everything.
Oh, come on, it's the middle of the night. Oh...
Right, that's it.
Hello? 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 Sorry to bother you. Hello? Hi, any chance to stop the table tennis now?
But we were pretty quiet. We were cool.
Yeah, if it's Jürgen? Sorry, I completely didn't realise it was you.
Yeah, but everything... Usually it's okay.
Well, I don't know. I've only stayed here two nights, so...
Sorry for this, and I'm not...
No, it's not a problem. Just, sorry, before you start another game with James, it's... James?
Hello, mate.
What are you doing here?
Playing ping pong.
Yeah, I can see that, but why?
You know, a couple of beers, quick shower, game of table tennis. Oops, missed that. The floor's a bit wet here.
Hang on, why are you both just wearing towels? Have you been showering together?
Not together, Alisson. We showed them, was said to them, because we had not the best much. Video moments, scenes. So we talked about what we could do better.
Sorry, could you just say that again?
Is my English that worse that you didn't understand that I said?
I didn't get a word of it. It was just kind of gibberish.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to be rude.
No problem.
Okay, just... Anyway, look, this is none of my business what you wash. I'm not interested in that. It's the noise. Is what did you actually wash?
Nearly everything, I would say. The start, the middle, and the end.
What's the end?
I don't have to give the answer.
No, go on, I'm interested now.
Bum.
Yeah, bum hole.
Right.
Yeah.
Any chance we could not talk about these sort of things?
I didn't hear anybody on this side of the table talking about this, so...
No, I wasn't naming names.
Jürgen, what's the score?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. We have to start again.
Oh, come on! You have got to be kidding!
Where'd you get this table from, Jürgen?
This was, it was something like a... I don't know, Christmas present, whatever, was 50% German market, completely okay, and compact.
Yeah, because I was there, wasn't I? Now I remember that.
So annoying that I can't even have my own fictional world without you muscling in.
I know, yeah, it's strange, isn't it?
So we've got the pub quiz now. It's not really a pub quiz. It's a quiz about football. It's a football quiz. Pub quizzes have lots of different rounds in them. But we're calling it a pub quiz anyway.
Okay, here's a few questions I pulled off DreamTeamFC.com this week. Kit, I'll give you a choice of answers after I've asked you the questions. Your first question is, which former Man United player has just won the Bundesliga Player of the Month for November? Is it Adnan Januzaj? Or Javier Hernandez?
Is it Januzaj?
No, it's not.
Oh,
it was Hernandez.
No. Oh, dear.
Hernandez, I think, I can't remember what the stat is. I think he scored 11 goals this season after leaving Manchester United.
Yeah, that's
or
right.
11 league goals. I can't remember exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And Man United as a team, as a whole team, has scored 10. It's incredible.
I'd have got that.
You'd have got that one, would you?
Yeah, probably.
All right, well, here's your question. Let's see if you can take a lead, Jalal. Which Premier League manager said this week that his favourite musician was Bob Marley? Was it Arsene Wenger or Ronald Koeman?
Ronald Koeman.
No, it was Arsene Wenger. Okay, so still to play for. Kit, here's your second question. Which Southampton forward is reportedly wanted by Bayern Munich? Graziano Pelle or Sadio Mane?
Graziano Pelle.
Absolutely right. Well done. So it's 1-0, and it's time for Jalal to either get this right or not get paid this week again. Jalal, which Premier League footballer received a first-class honours degree this week in economic and business management? Is it Duncan Watmore or Duncan Ferguson?
Duncan Watmore.
Yeah, I think that's right. Now we're going to have to do a tie break. Okay, so it's the closest wins. Okay, so what is the capacity of Mongkok Stadium, home of Kichi FC in Hong Kong? What are you laughing at? Kit, you're our guest. Would you like to go first or second?
I'll go second, please.
Okay, very wise. Jalal, what are you going to go with?
21,000. That doesn't sound ridiculous, does it?
It does a bit, yeah.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, right. But you've said it now. Kit, what are you going to go for?
I'll just
21,001.
21,001, yeah, just go higher than that.
The answer is 6,000 and something. Oh, my God. Jalal has won the competition. He's won the pub quiz. He's never won it before, Kit.
I'm devastated.
If it makes you feel better, because you have lost, it means that Jalal will get paid this week. We've been doing this now for, 9 weeks?
We did speak before we're going to split the money. I think that's only fair.
I think so,
well
too,
done,
yeah.
Well done, Jalal. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, guys, for playing. Thanks, Kit, for coming in and playing and talking to us. Really appreciate it. That was the pub quiz.
Dunk.
It's time again to say goodbye. We've come to the end of the podcast.
Oh, this is my favourite bit of the podcast.
So I think it's everyone's favourite bit. Oh, listen to this. Paddy Power, they've made me 40-1 to play Jamie Vardy in a film about his life.
No way.
Yeah. And I just want to say now, if there's anyone listening, to put that bet on. Next week, we're going to talk about when we went to an NFL game, which turned out to be a disaster.
Yeah, again, a lot of adverts. And my that's my memory of it, was adverts and a lot of sausage. I mean, you were desperate for sausage, weren't you? I've never seen a man as so desperate to get sausage inside him as you.
Well, we'll talk about that next week. Don't forget to check out my Palace Diary. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, @James_Buckley. Most importantly, make sure you follow...
Did you call me Toilet?
Make sure you follow Jalal.
Into the toilet. if you are a manager.
@Jalal Hartley. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Keep subscribing. Tell a friend to subscribe. Keep leaving us really good reviews, because that's fun for me.
Yep, keep feeding James's monstrous ego.
Mm.
And peace.
Peace out, homies. I'm feeling glad all over, yes I am. Glad all over, baby I am. Glad all over, so glad you're... Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I've got like a tiny little bit of fame, haven't I?
Yeah.
I think I might bring out a clothing range, because that's what you do, I think. That's the thing that you do. But what I want to know
is... women's clothes, though.
Well, you joke. Do you know who James Haskell is?
No.
He's a rugby player, big, massive bloke. Do you think there are any women that are going about thinking, I need a James Haskell sports bra? He's brought his own line of sports bras out for women. Yeah, no, I was thinking of bringing out my own... range of ladies' gloves.
What, like elbow? Sort of like
some of them will go up full way.
Some of them right up to the armpit.
Some of them will be attached to jumpers. So you put your arms in this jumper, like a roll neck sweater.
Mm.
A lady would put their arms in, mm-hmm. and their hands would go through the sleeves and not come out. Just go into some gloves that are attached to the jumper.
Yeah, straight in.
Yeah,
like a space suit.
Yes. What would you do? You bringing out a clothing range? Because you're on this podcast now, so that gives you...
Yeah.
You've now got enough celebrity to bring out your own clothing range.
Yeah.
Gardening. Gardening clothes.
Gardening clothes. Yes, because...
Wellies and the salt.
It'd be nice to have, like, some reinforced bits on the knees. Yeah, I could do some Wellingtons and, like, a see-through bit on the crotch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.